delineation after him, and here comes Campaign King right down the outside. Our Poetic Prince is flashing home as well. York's gone for the whip on Planet Ruler. The King's got him. Campaign King dashed up on the outside, took the lead from Planet Ruler, and Campaign King, one of the greatest horses we've ever seen, he's racing away to score easily. What a win. Campaign King first. Rancho Ruler's got second, I think.
Oh, what a horse he was, Campaign King. What a field that was back in the halcyon days of the Stradbroke. And it was John Marshall, of course, a Melbourne Cup winning jockey. And unfortunately, he passed away over 12 months ago now. But Taylor Marshall is carrying the name very, very proudly into the Stradbroke on Saturday. And it's a great pleasure to have a chat to Taylor this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Taylor. How are you going?
Morning, Michael. Yeah, doing great. Obviously, looking forward to Saturday. We've drawn a lovely draw in four, which was I thought would be crucial. So, yeah, can't wait for the build-up and also the day itself.
Gee, it is a good barrier for Exhilarates. 49.5 kilos, barrier four. And you have a look at some of the other barriers. You would have had a little smirk on your face when you saw Trekking draw barrier 22 and a few others like Dawn Passage draw 23.
Yeah, that's right. The racing gods were definitely looking after us, that's for sure, when it comes to the barrier draw. So Eagle Farm, no weight, good draw. Like you said, there's a lot of plus sides in my filly's corner. So I think we'll be able to get a nice soft run. Eagle Farm straight, we should be able to expose her for one last crack at her, and she's in with a very strong chance, I think.
Now, 49.5 kilos, there's a few that are overweight, but you're not one of them. How easy has it been to make the weight 49.5 for you, which is almost unheard of these days?
Yeah, very lightweight. I'm actually quite a natural lightweight myself. So, as I said, I'm very aware these opportunities don't present all too often, especially under this year's circumstances with the virus. So, I will have to watch my diet this week and... Yeah, be quite strict with that in that regard, but I will be able to get down to the correct weight. And as you said, a lot of the boys and girls will be doing it quite tough on the day, so it'll definitely be I'll be in an advantage to be able to get there comfortably, I think.
Did James Cummings give you some warning a week or so out to say if Exhilarates makes the field, because she was borderline, you're in line just to get your body prepared?
Look, it was always in the mix. As you can see, there's so many lightweights this year, so the preparation had already begun regardless of what ride I was going to obtain on the day. Most horses are 51 and under, so I was always preparing the body and well aware that a lightweight was always going to present. So to be able to obtain the ride on a Godolphin Grand Galloper is a massive thrill, as you said. Association with the Cummings and Marshall name would be an absolute career highlight if I could ride my first one in those circumstances.
It would make it oh so special. And your career's been remarkable as well. Is it true you didn't actually sit on a horse until you were 18 years of age?
Yeah, that's correct. Most people assume, with Dad being himself, that I was on a horse from day one, from the age of, 7, 8 years old, but it just wasn't the case. I never really showed an interest in racing till I finished school, which was I was 17 at the time, and that was when I gave it a go. It was sort of on my own accord. Dad never pushed me into it at all. So for me personally, I feel like I've still got a lot of improvement, and I'm only improving as a rider because I've started later than most. But I sort of I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm glad I went through school, got an education, and come out the other end and made that decision, as I said, on my own accord.
He was a lovely man, your father, and I was lucky enough to do some work with him, and he was that gentle soul, wasn't he? So I can see how he wouldn't have pushed you in any direction as a young kid growing up. Do you have many memories of your dad riding? And I think he would have only been about four when he won the Cup on Rogan Josh, but what are your memories of your dad, John, when he was riding?
Yeah, that's right. I was only young. Probably too young to really appreciate the achievement and the level that Dad rode at. I think the more I ride, the more experience I gain to this day, the more I understand the level that he he achieved and the sacrifice and everything that he had to make. So from that point of view, as you said, he retired in 2001. So I was still very young at that point, and that was one of the main reasons he did retire was to spend time with myself and my brother. So for me, he was always just dad. There was never any real ties to him being a jockey or anything like that. Hence why he never pushed us into racing or the racing scene. So it was a very natural thing, me sort of getting involved into racing. And as you said, he was always happy regardless of what I wanted to do in life. So that was, a blessing to have both mum and dad were always of that view. So we're very lucky, myself and my brother.
Do you pull out any of the old replays from time to time, some of his great wins?
Oh, most definitely. I've given the Melbourne Cup, countless times I've watched that replay. And, it's always great, when I'm feeling down or whatever, just to bring up a replay. And, as I said, it wasn't a man that worked any harder than Dad did for all the success that he achieved. And, he worked for every little thing he got. So, it's great to be able to just watch a replay and see, what he achieved. So, I'm very lucky.
And you've done a bit of riding in Melbourne and Sydney and now based up back in Queensland. What would it mean for you and your career, do you think, to win a Stradbroke?
Yeah, it would be massive. As I said, I feel like as a rider, from a personal level, I'm still improving. In this last 6 months, I feel like I'm riding better than I ever have. So to capitalise with a Group 1 win would be enormous. As you said, I've been in Sydney, Melbourne, actually did a stint in Ireland, so I'm fairly well travelled. But
really?
That's right. So I'm happy to call Brisbane home for the time being. And to ride a Group 1 would be a phenomenal thrill.
Well, you're a huge chance. Exhilarates now will be one of the, may even be vying for second favourite after that barrier draw. Who do you see as the hardest to beat?
I've always, obviously, Storm Passenger on the outside. I think that's thrown a real spanner in the works when it comes to him. I still think he's got the class edge on the field. I thought it was very impressive last start. He had to do work last start and still come out with a fairly convincing win. So, he would still be my top pick. I know he's got to overcome a sticky draw, but he's definitely, as I said, Gay Waterhouse. He's put three back-to-back now. So, I'd certainly be... He'd be the one to watch in my book.
Well, it's a huge day for you, Taylor. We wish you all the best. Can you ease some of the nerves of the winner today? You got a couple of nice rides at Doomben.
Yeah, that's right. Two nice rides. So, certainly be looking to ride a winner today and fill myself with confidence come Saturday.
Good on you, Taylor. You're on Rebel Rock in race 7 for the punters out there, and also Cook at Charlie in race number 9. Wish you all the best on Saturday, mate.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that.